Whoa! What's popping, everyone? I'm trying to be energetic. Oh, hold on, take it from the top.
Did the weed kick in? What the fuck? Charlie just got extreme vertigo.
I wasn't expecting this one.
You got excited.
I really wanted to hop on this horse. Welcome.
Whoa, everyone!
I know, brace yourself for this exciting episode of the official podcast. Today, we have the world's most famous YouTube Australian, Jackson, and he brought his friend Ethan this week, also known as Aussie Man Reviews on YouTube. And then, as normal, we have Kaya and Andrew and myself. But, Ethan, go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone.
G'day. I am Ethan, also known as Aussie Man Reviews on the internet. That's it. Thank you. Thank you.
Big Thanks for your time.
Beautiful.
Best introduction so far.
That was the best episode yet. All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next week.
See you later. Have a good one. Good chat. Good catch up.
We'll edit in the slurs.
Everyone loves each other. I need to have an important question, and I only want Charlie to answer this. Charlie, do you know where your food comes from?
I've always wondered where my food comes from, Andrew. Do you know where it comes from?
Various grocery stores and small farmers. But if you want a more direct source to know where your food comes from, and in fact, have the ingredients for various recipes and dinners to make delivered to your house for less than $10 a meal, you can sign up at Blue Apron.
What's that?
Blue Apron, my friend.
Say it again. I can't hear you.
Blue. So it's an apron and it's blue. It is the color blue. That is the color of the apron.
It's blueapron.com/official, right?
Exactly. So you go to Blue Apron and you sign up and you give them your money and they ship you the ingredients to make easy meals ready in less than 40 minutes right to your door. And just like what Kaya said, you will get three free meals. That's three.
I didn't say
that's
that.
Three. Well, now I'm adding it on to what you said. And free shipping.
That's pretty good.
We're rolling. We're going.
What do you mean we're ruling? You're fucking fired.
Well, the wheels Holy on the shit. Truck are going to be rolling when they deliver the free meals to your door. Because if you go to blueapron.com, blueapron.com/official, and you'll get three free meals with free shipping. And I got to say, you will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So do not wait. That's blueapron.com/... Ethan, could you tell me what the name of this podcast is?
The official podcast.
Slash official. Thank you. Thank you, Ethan. blueapron.com/official. Blue Apron. A better way to cook.
And you just... fucking slinging zingers everywhere. What the fuck?
That's okay. Happy to participate. I mean, while you guys were doing that, I was already on blueapron.com/official, signed up, got the meals already. Done. Oh, so fucking sold.
Beautiful.
Sold.
How
it,
are
mate.
They?
Yeah, pretty good.
But real, blueapron.com/official. Go there, get some free meals, try it out. Looks like some reputable good stuff.
Ethan, can we call you Ethan, or is that your secret real life name? Is that public?
You're welcome to call me Ethan. That's fine. I think the name's getting out a little bit here and there as I do more interviews. What I call Aussie Man Unplugged. I'm starting to get okay with doing Aussie Man Unplugged in various forms.
I'm not
so
going to call
fine.
You Aussie Man Unplugged.
You don't have to call me Aussie Man Unplugged. Okay. That's the concept. That's the concept we're working with here. So Ethan is fine.
How far then have you gotten in your unplug? Like, have you done face reveals? Have you done like home address? Like, what are you giving out to the vaults?
What the fuck is a home address? Like, he goes knocking on their door. Yes, I'm Aussie Man.
Charlie, do you not have a home address? Do you not live in a house?
Oh, the way you made it sound, I thought you meant it like he's going door to door with
Why
Girl Scout cookies
you?
Or something.
Why would you think I meant that? What context does that make sense?
Well, who gives out their home address in like an unplugged?
Oh my god!
You know,
this is the
jokes.
Ethan does. We've just been over this.
The sardine gate all over again.
That's a yes to face reveal. I mean, I show my face a little bit here and there, and it's a yes to I do have a home address, but I do not go out to other people's home addresses or give out my own. So yeah,
that's the safest option.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. But I mean, I've done some newspaper interviews and some current affairs shows here in Australia. I know, hard-hitting stuff.
Braggy pants, let me just tell you, one time we had an interview with the university radio. Yeah.
That's pretty good. No, that's good. I've done university radio. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Get fucked.
Oh, well. What's your secret to success?
Yeah, do the university radios, mate. Get involved. Get involved. Yeah, but no, I don't mind doing Aussie Man Unplugged.
So, Ethan, let's get a question rolling, an actual question rolling. You are from the west side of Australia, yeah? And Jackson, you're correct. On the eastest coast. I forgot which part of Australia you're
the on. The only coast, yes.
Fair enough. So what I want to ask the
already
two of you...
Australians already trash-talking each other.
What I want to ask the two of you is, what are some differences in Australia we might not know about? Or what kind of rivalry shit can you let us in on?
Better yet, which front was the Emu War fought on? Was it more on the eastern side or the western side?
Oh, that's like too. The middle.
It was middle. Do you guys get your food from different places?
Do you know where your
the
food
middle ground?
Are we doing it again? What?
No.
So where do you stand on the Emu War, Ethan?
Yeah, I heard that in there. Sorry, there was an onslaught of questions coming at me, and between it all, I heard emu, and I thought you said emo for a second. I'm like, I don't think there was an emo war over here. But the emu war. No, look, I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting involved in any wildlife wars.
He knows better than to pick a fight with the emus.
Yeah, look, just let them sort it out. Don't get involved. You'll make it worse. So that's my stance on the Great Emu War, which I've actually never heard of.
Wow.
You haven't checked the history books?
No, I haven't heard of the Emu War.
Yeah, no, that was a real...
What, have you heard of the Emu War, Jackson? Or are you just pretending you've heard of the Emu War?
No, it's an actual thing. We fought against the emus. I think it was after World War... I've been over it on the podcast before. But after World War I, we sent a few troops out there just to deal with the Great Emu Uprising. And we lost, sadly.
You can Wikipedia this, Ethan. He's not bullshitting.
No, it's a pretty dark time, really.
You did a whole episode on what disgraceful moment this was for your nation.
There's a difference to West Australian and East Australian education. Didn't get the Emu War education over here.
Oh, he was busy learning math and science.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, We've swept the Emu War under the rug. Don't want to talk about it. Don't want to face it.
Do you integrate them into society?
They're first class citizens.
No, Jackson, we do not.
My ancestors would be frowning.
Jackson's like a barbarian living in a cave on the East Coast, and on the West Coast, Ethan's in like his flying car and his hoverboard to work.
No, I'd say
Jackson still hasn't forgiven them.
Isn't the West Coast more rural?
Typical Eastern coaster would say that.
Yeah, we're more barbaric. Yeah, fair enough. West Coast is your big mining industry. It is very vast and barren. And yeah, Perth is the only real city over here. So yeah, it's more rural. And East Coast has, you know, city after city. Mm-hmm. So that's where all the big bands go when they come over. They go to the East Coast. Some of them come to Perth. But we're more distant, we're more far away, we're more isolated over here. That's Perth's big claim to fame, is the whole isolated city thing. East Coast people will generally think they're better on every level with arts, with anything. And people on the West go, one day I'm moving over to the East, I'll get my comedy career kickstarted over East. And we say that for about 10 years and don't budge. Right? Those are some of the differences for you.
Well, damn, I had no idea there was such a big difference.
Yeah, really.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry my people have held this over you.
You're like an inbred redneck.
Thanks, Jackson. I appreciate that.
Jesus. Australia's complex.
I sound all sad and lonely over here now, don't I? Yeah.
Jackson, go visit him.
Hey, I went deep.
It's a long trip.
Isn't it like a 20-plus hour drive?
Well. Oh, yeah.
How long is it, Ethan?
From west to east. From Perth to Adelaide, I guess you'd be looking at 14, 15 hours.
Holy
shit. If you're going all the way to Melbourne, and when I was a kid, my family drove. I lived in Queensland for about a year.
Whereabouts?
Yep. Cairns. Cairns,
oh,
mate.
Hot.
Yeah.
It gets
hot
up there.
I liked it a lot, though. Well, yeah, weather's a big difference as well, west and east. Queensland especially, tropical, west, very dry. But, yeah, my family did the drive from Queensland back to Perth I think it took us 2 weeks. we went slow. We stopped.
You got lost.
God damn.
I don't know how many hours that would be.
Ended up back at Cairns.
Probably, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
It's
planes on that island.
No, we haven't got that technology yet. Planes still are a foreign technology.
The emu war set them back a long time.
Yeah, the emus are only allowed to fly. No humans.
Actually,
yet.
Emus are flightless birds as well, Andrew. If you want.
That's
to
why
know.
They invented planes, Jackson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just yeah. for the emus.
Just to taunt the humans.
So meanwhile, the Australians
now they have every
still
advantage.
Use hot air balloons.
Yeah. No, we use the kangaroos. We use the kangaroos to get around. The emus can have their planes. We don't care.
Have you ever eaten kangaroo? Either of you? Jackson or Ethan?
Yeah.
How does
absolutely.
It taste? I always wanted to.
Me too.
I want to eat everything. I want to taste one of each.
One of everything, animal. Please.
Even a human?
Yeah. If it's consenting or something, yeah.
Yeah, I'd eat people if the circumstances were right. Absolutely. I'm with Kaya.
I'm not going to kill someone just in broad daylight, but if you were like, hey, Kaya, I'm going to chop my arm off and give it to you, I'll take a nibble.
Kaya, if it helps, apparently there was nice some person. Dude who went to like the Amazon rainforest where they cannibalize people, and he ate some of it, and he said it tastes a lot like veal. So,
isn't it like pig? Don't they say it tastes like pig and they call it... I mean, it is called
who is they?
Pig.
Who is they you're speaking of? This the cannibal?
Generally yeah. speaking, like, isn't human meat referred to as tasting... slightly piggy, like
I don't know.
Pork.
I think I've read veal and that was it.
How often do you look up reviews on human meat?
Like once every week.
When I was watching Hannibal, because it's this big central theme of the series, it was really interesting to me. Plus, I just like these fucked up stories, like the Rotenburg cannibal in Germany, the guy who ate someone else's penis.
Cannibalcafe.com. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. It's just such a hilarious story. Apparently he drugged him and let him bleed out in the bathtub while he was reading Star Wars fan fiction. Sorry, no, Star Trek fan fiction.
Gotta get that
or a
right.
book. I don't know. It's an important detail,
look,
man.
I can't say I've dabbled in cannibalism down here. But,
you've never eaten a penis, Ethan?
Can't say that, but in terms of how kangaroo tastes, look, it's a tough meat. It's a tough meat, but yeah, haven't gone as far. I feel like we should have built up to cannibalism. We went kangaroo,
true.
And then we went to humans, like, in 2.5 seconds.
Welcome to the official podcast.
The Thunderdome, baby.
Yeah, really.
Stuff like
that. So speaking of which, Ethan, what are your masturbatory habits?
Oh, yeah, I've heard you guys talk about that. That's like a common guest question.
It actually is our most commonly asked question.
By the guests, actually. They like to just talk about it sometimes.
Yeah, we always ask them to stop, and they just keep bringing it up.
Now it's just become
a
staple.
Ethan, tell me this. Have you ever tried, getting your own penis in your own mouth? Speaking of penis eating, you know?
Oh, God damn it, Kaya.
Look, there would have been... He just one-ups. I think Kaya's job is just to one-up every question.
Basically.
Yeah,
he's also to interrupt
you. Fucking nailed it.
Yeah,
just
I'm
the escalator.
Out the dynamic here as we go along. You start with a question, you know, masturbatory habits. Then Kaya comes in and is like, yeah, so have you sucked your own dick?
That's pretty much the build-up every week.
He just one-ups you. Have I tried to suck in my own dick? Look, I'm sure there would have been an attempt when I was about 14. I reckon.
Yeah.
Once you start getting familiar with your dick, and
so far he's on the nose.
It's so reliable. This question. Everyone has tried it.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's amazing. We've yet to have had a guest who said no to say no.
I haven't persisted with it. You know, I mean, I haven't tried it in a very.
Yeah, it's
time,
something so everyone it's... tries once and then they just give up.
Yeah, you either become dedicated to the cause and you build your flexibility and you take yoga classes, or you go, this isn't meant to be.
Yeah, roughly
gotta
2 months of work.
To do the job. Yeah, I need to handball this over to someone else because it's not
Now
happening.
Would be the time to mention that Andrew actually gives private lessons on how to achieve it. So if you want to do that, just go to blueapron.com/official.
Fuck! I knew that was coming.
Yes. Slash official. That's slash official.
Slash official.
Yes.
Yeah. My tutorials are there.
He'll send you the ingredients to suck your own dick.
Yeah. Step one, bend. That's it.
You can prepare it in 40 minutes.
Or less.
Andrew is the one with the gift.
Yeah.
He's the one who's been gifted.
It's not a gift.
Well,
by Jesus.
I mean, the thing is, Ethan, they're jokes, but also when I was a kid, I managed to do it. So that's where this discussion is coming
from.
He
is the chosen one.
Wow, he's the chosen one.
Yeah. He came out on
the
other
avatar.
Side.
Problem is, if he dies in the middle of it by snapping his back, the cycle will be broken.
Kai, I was thinking about it, and as a kid, that's one of the reasons I stopped.
Because it's scary as fuck.
I was really scared.
You read the stories on the internet, it really are just horror stories. Not just the back. People are like, oh, I managed to get my dick in my mouth, but afterwards I had a hard time breathing because my lungs were just compressed for so long. You read that and you go, okay, no. Yeah, I'd rather just go to a bar and try and pick up women. That seems safer.
Yeah, it's not worth it, guys. It's not worth it. Just a message to everyone listening. Just, you know,
have a
crack.
Did you do it, though? Because otherwise, that's just a biased opinion.
Now, what is worth it is blueapron.com.
/official.
/official. Anyway, Ethan, let's segue from that into the actual question of, do you have any interesting masturbation or interesting or funny masturbation stories? I don't know why I tripped up on that.
I got nothing, to be honest. I'm pretty boring with my masturbatory
habits. Wanker?
I'm not adventurous at all. Mm. I'm a basic wanker. Yeah, for me, it's kind of like
medicinal.
It's business. Well, no, it's
routine.
It's got to be taken care of. Yeah, it's
you
routine.
Treat it like
other,
the medical condition that it is,
to
and
do,
just get
yeah.
it over with.
Yeah, but I'm also married as well.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm not,
you heard it here first.
I didn't know that. You don't need to masturbate anymore. Just kidding. Am I right?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come up as a common thing for me as much anymore. Yeah. So you're taking me down a trip down memory lane here.
Shit.
We got a big boy on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got a growing
Ethan,
up,
are you perhaps also 55 years old?
I am 63.
I want to believe you.
31. 31 years old.
Oh, wow.
You're right in our age range.
You're in our demographic.
When did you get married? I'm just curious.
January.
This year.
Fuck, happy marriage. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, really.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah, that was a
recent so then
one.
Your masturbatory habits aren't that long in the past.
Yeah.
I assume they were together for a while.
We were still together. We didn't meet and go, let's get married today. Yeah, we didn't.
Well, you didn't take a chance, pussy?
No. You pussy.
You pussy.
Nah.
Batman.
Masturbatory habits. I got nothing. I got no juicy stories for you.
All right, so that reminds me, Andrew is going
to
tell us a story.
I'm sorry to take your favorite question.
No, it's fine.
Ethan, so since you have been successful in landing a lady, do you have any funny dating stories before that? Any really bad dates or partners that you used to have?
Oh, yeah.
that was a,
if you want,
I had a lot
you
of
dig up
yeah. Oh, yeah, if it's anything terribly cringeworthy or just embarrassing.
Tell us a story.
Sure, get it out now. Yeah.
Just tell us a good
especially
story.
Especially if it's embarrassing and career ruining.
Yeah, really.
I've already turned off the recording for the exposed video. This isn't on record.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here,
yeah, totally.
Click.
Yeah.
It isn't on record, but if you could speak loudly and clearly, that'd really help me.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking screenshots of the conversation. No, I'm not.
This is audio.
Oh, I'm sure I would. It's
the waveform, we got him.
You see this peak? That's where he said it.
There it is, right there.
All right. Yeah, nah. you're asking me to dig deep. You're asking me to dig deep here.
Gee, I'm sorry. You're so happily married. Wow.
Yeah, really. You're on the
you're blocking every question. No, I don't jack off anymore. I don't have bad dates. I'm happily married.
I go to church every Sunday. I pay my taxes.
No, I would have bad dates. I mean, you have shit go wrong with previous relationships, and you bounce back. And I would have tried the Tinder game for a while as well. See what that was like.
What was
nothing
it like?
Stands out as being horrible or embarrassing. They just stand out as being, potentially self-esteem destroying, and they just come out in a very in more of a dark way. Nothing kind of light and humorous and embarrassing.
I see.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Andrew,
you hang in there, guys. You hang in there. And, all right. You get through the dark times. You get through the bad.
Do you think we'll ever find love?
We have the expert.
I think you will, Jackson. I think you'll find love, little buddy, over there on the East Coast in the Sunshine State. You'll be right.
No, I don't want to get married.
And Andrew, you've been suspiciously quiet. You're the master here.
I love it.
No, I was listening.
I love the silence after that.
I was politely listening.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
I also zoned out a bit.
That you mentioned you had a story when we were talking about, what was it, bad breath? No, wait. Chewing noises.
Chewing noises, yeah. It's kind of a short one. So I went on
a
date with
like
a girl.
Thank God.
Yeah. So by short, I mean I'll keep it to act one only. But I went on a date with a girl. There were no real red flags. We went to a sushi restaurant for dinner. And we sat down, and it was like a kind of a buffet, like you choose your sushi kind of place. And we sat down, and as soon as she started eating, I don't know how she managed to do this, but she would open her mouth as wide as like a fucking snake unhinging its jaw every time she chewed. So you could just hear across the entire restaurant, and I could see every single bit of process of her chewing her food the whole time. And
so you proposed on the spot.
It got so bad that two different times during the date, I had to excuse myself to the restroom and honestly like hold back my vomit.
Why didn't you just leave?
Because I was eating dinner.
What was she eating?
Checkmate, I guess. You, good point.
Well, because I drove her there, and I'm not just going to fucking abandon her. I don't know.
Andrew's so nice.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth doing a runner. You might not need to do a runner.
Yeah,
there might have been some other saving points.
Yeah, no, as a person, she was fine, and we got along. She was just, when it came to eating, a fucking disgusting cow. And it wasn't even like minor where I could be like, oh, you have something on your face or something. Like, I couldn't even make an offhand comment. The way she ate was literally the way cows chew grass. It was horrific. It was the worst.
Yeah, that would be tricky going forward because you'd have to have your meals possibly in separate rooms. You can't really eat together. Yeah, if you're in a restaurant, you got to say, no, we need two tables, one person at each
really,
table, opposite ends of the room.
I mean, it killed the whole date. I couldn't even bring up a conversation, but it. She was a nice person. I wasn't going to, like,
did you bang?
Screw her over. Well, of course. I always peg.
Wait, did you really?
Oh, wait, what? Did you ask, did I bang her?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what he asked.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I guess that story had a happy ending. I see why when Kaya brought up barnyard animals.
Did she chew loudly?
Yeah. She was all like, keep going.
Wow. All
right.
There you go.
That was uncomfortable.
That was a little uncomfortable.
That was a strange masturbatory habit.
What the fuck do you want me to say?
I don't know, man. Have some higher standards. I mean, that should be a deal.
She was decent looking and she was a nice person. She just ate like a fucking 4-year-old.
Well,
that's all that was literally the only problem.
Yeah, and look, as I said, it's a tough one to overcome.
Enough.
Eating in separate rooms, all kinds of problems on the horizon. So best that you try to end that one amicably. And move on and continue the search. I'm just turning this into like.
Well, no, Ethan, as a man who's married, you're looking way into the future. Like, I'm just like, hey, maybe we can hang out, and you're like, oh, I wonder if she'll want to join bank accounts.
Yeah. I'm like, yes, if you're looking.
I mean, he's not wrong. Imagine having children with a person like that. You'd have to keep her away from the kids.
I'd have to duct tape
just
their
so
mouths closed.
They don't,
I mean, I know it's all fun
pick
and games
up the
now,
disgusting
Andrew,
habit.
But. You got to think of this stuff sooner or later, mate. I know it's just about getting that happy ending.
I think my current
I can
prospect.
Tell that's all Jackson wants. That was his key question. And look, that's all fun and games, guys. But sooner or later, you're going to have to ask these big questions. Can I stay in the same room?
Jesus,
during
this
a meal?
Is getting lectured
really?
By a teacher now. This is awful.
I mean, Ethan, my current fucking priority is having a date. I don't
I'm
regret.
Dr. Filigi.
Yeah. This is like when you have fun in class, but then the teacher gives you a lecture and reminds you how much of a pathetic worm of a human being you are.
Really?
And you're like, shit, well, damn, he's right.
I thought
hey, guys, cool. We're all living on the same planet here. We got to get, yeah, no, I'll shut the fuck
up. Is Australia the same planet?
Yeah.
No,
I think so.
According, yeah, look, we stick up for it like it is, but what was that? There was that article going around that Australia was made up. It doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, no, we exist. We exist, damn it! We exist!
We
but I can understand why some people
we did
think
just
we
destroy
exist.
The Great Barrier Reef, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That finally happened?
Yeah.
Great, finally.
Finally.
It needed to go. Fantastic.
Been trying to get rid of that thing for thousands of years.
You used to keep
years.
Me up at night.
Andrew really got a hoot out of that one.
That was the funniest thing Kaya said so far. To me, at least. Oh my god. I love it. I just imagine him in bed, just like with the covers up to his fucking cheeks. And he peers out the window and the barrier reef's just fucking staring at him.
There's a bunch of box jellyfish.
It's such an inanimate object. It can't possibly harm anything ever.
Why are you talking about this joke as if it's a real phobia someone would have?
I feel like it might
be. I do.
I feel like someone out there is genuinely afraid of the Great Barrier Reef.
There's zero people.
Well, I would be if I had to swim in it. It's scary.
Yeah, people can drown there.
Charlie, right now, I will bet you, Charlie, $20 right now that at least one person in the comments is going to talk about their actual fear.
It's creepy, Charlie. Sea stuff. Anything in the sea just creeps me out.
Well, no, the ocean can be a scary place. I won't
thessalophobia.
Yeah, the fear of the ocean is actually really common.
I won't fight for the ocean in terms of it's
I mean, what you mean, though? Yeah, like I don't think there's anyone sitting on their couch in like Germany scared of the Great Barrier Reef.
Sitting in a landlocked
as if
country.
It's coming to get you. As if the whole thing's coming to get you. It's all the whole thing can move around, can knock on your door.
The fucking boogeyman.
Yeah, that would be terrifying. That would be absolutely terrifying.
It really would.
Well,
be.
How big is the Barrier Reef if that thing moved
pretty,
at all?
It's almost the size of huge. Like lengthwise of Queensland. I think it dips down into New South Wales even, doesn't
if
it?
If that shit could move, that'd be fucking horrifying.
Yeah, it'd be like a dragon. It's like a mountain range hunting you.
Good God. Imagine the Great Wall of China kilometers. Hunting you down.
Oh my God.
It'd be worse.
Gee whiz. This is terrifying. We've got a horror movie concept going on here. Oh, there is just a beautiful horror movie concept going on here. Like the seven natural wonders of the world coming to life.
Ethan, you're going to need to copyright that immediately because I would pay to see that. That'd sounds incredible.
So would I.
Off we go, boys.
Like giant buildings stalking you.
Let's meet up in LA. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No one would believe you. Just, oh, man.
That's
the Eiffel Tower.
Countries. Yeah.
Oh, can you just imagine?
All kinds of themes about each country losing their wonder. And it's like, oh, no, we've lost one of our great wonders of the world. And you know, it gets replaced with something shit. There's all kinds of, depth to this.
Can you imagine a horror movie where, like, tourists go to China to do the Great Wall of China, and they do a bit of it, and then they leave, but then they keep seeing the Great Wall in different parts of China, and all their friends are like, well, no, the Great Wall is really big. Of course you see it. And they're like, we saw it in Beijing. This isn't right.
You've got those... You've got those classic horror scenes where you go down into the basin, you put some water on your face, and then you lean back up, and it's in the mirror. It's like, damn.
Walks back in the background.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You start noticing it in the background of your family photos. It wasn't there before.
He opens the door to go outside, and he's suddenly standing on top of the wall, and he's like, no! And then he turns back around, and he goes through the door, and yet he's still on the wall.
Like the main character The main character has an interest in looking at their ancestry, so they find old photos of like great great granddads, and there's like the Great Barrier Reef like hovering over in the background. And
I thought you were going to say the great grandparents built the Great Wall or whatever. That's what ties it all together.
That could tie into it too, of course.
Yeah, that's good, Jack.
Haunted.
Can we all schedule a date and just actually write this screenplay? Because I've watched this.
I was gonna say it could make a really good backstory. Like, what if the terrorists were actually the good guys destroying the evil Twin Towers?
Oh my god, here we go.
What if the Mongolians were the heroes?
Yeah,
trying to take down the evil wall that monstrous. China cursed with their magic. It's amazing.
Yeah, the wall's goal is just to embrace everything.
What if back in ancient times the wall was like a magic dragon that China used to conquer the land, and the Mongolians broke it into pieces to like stop the curse, and now they're trying to bring it back?
Fantastic work.
All of this,
I'm getting aroused.
Essentially, this might need to be a trilogy or a saga. seven
movies altogether.
Yeah, one for each natural wonder of the world. So we got like the pyramids. Do we have the Grand Canyon? I mean,
imagine how creepy the pyramids would be.
Yeah, the pyramids would be easy because you could also have the twist ending with the aliens actually built the pyramids.
Well, then that takes away the scare factor because you didn't know why the pyramids were evil in the first place.
This is devolving into a kaiju movie now, though. Like, imagine Godzilla versus the pyramids.
Power Rangers versus pyramids. Let's go.
And let's go back to the basics. This needs to be like an independent horror movie. That's it.
Yeah, of course, an independent horror movie where you hire the Great Wall of China.
It's not doing anything. It doesn't have that. Yeah.
That actually reminds
me. Have you seen it in any films recently?
It's got to be a combo. It's got to seem independent, but really it has a budget of $500
million. So it's the next Blair Witch.
We can get that vibe.
I really think we should just do It Follows, but with like natural wonders. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that if you want to be a pussy, but yeah.
It'll make money, I'm telling you.
It probably would. I completely concede that.
How would it end?
Absolutely would not.
Someone with some fucking rational thoughts.
Guys, the dream is dead.
It's no rationalism. Get that out of here. No. What would the scary part be? How would the Wall of China kill you? Someone has to die, right?
Can fall on you.
Well, how would it pick itself up?
I mean, the Great Wall of China is known for not falling.
It's long and winding, right? It'd be like a snake and it would constrict you or something.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. This is ridiculous, Andrew. That would never happen. The Great Wall can't do that.
It would use a gun.
Yeah, I agree. It would either stab you or shoot you.
Yeah, there's lots of things it could do. I mean, it has crushing abilities. It could definitely crush you.
So all seven movies, it's revealed the source of the Wonder's powers. It just has a gun. Every single one. They thought by movie seven, they figured out the ancient scheme. But nope, the Great Barrier Reef just bought a rifle.
Just a crime thriller like Sherlock, but it turns out that it was the ball. All along.
So you watch the newest episode of Hannibal, and at the end, the killer's the Great Wall of China.
That could work. That'd be a pretty good fucking, like, centipede.
I feel like when CSI gets, like, season 30 or 300, they're going to use that as an idea, because they'll just have run out of everything.
Aren't they?
CSI, don't even get me fucking started on CSI. I can't stand it.
It's the worst show.
It's awful, especially when they do the hacking scenes.
It's still a running.
It's so out of touch to everything
canceled.
It tries
it's canceled.
To do.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Are you serious, Jackson?
Oh. It's far.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm thinking of Law and Order. Sorry.
CSI never gets canceled. It just spins off into an amazing amount of other series.
But as far as I know, all the disconnected, ridiculous hacking scenes, they're intentionally bad.
That's what I've heard too, but I think that's just a cover-up. Like, I guarantee if writers actually think it's a good idea, like, using our movie preference, or blueprint, they'd probably like fucking hack the Great Wall to try and figure out whatever. Blueprints.
Blue aprons.
I meant to say
.com/official.
I meant to say blueprint. But yeah, they like fucking hack the Great Wall or something to figure out its source code and the power that it has or some shit. I just can't stand it.
I would watch that movie too. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a good premise.
If you had to hack the Great Wall.
Jackson had some Jackson had some questions that he was tossing around before we started, so go ahead, Jackson.
Why do you keep doing this to me? Ethan, those are nice sunglasses in your profile picture. Where did you get them from?
I got them from idea.
Do you like music?
Probably a service station. I love music. Yeah, I love music.
What kind of music do you listen to?
My top five would be Pearl Jam, The Beatles, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, probably David Bowie, Led Zeppelin were right up there for a long time.
Yeah, like anyone's heard of those bands.
Someone finally give a concise answer to what is your favorite blank.
Really?
I like that. Thank you, Ethan.
No worries. Yeah, very obscure bands.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I reckon they'll make it big soon. I reckon people didn't realize them in their time.
We just got them over here in Australia.
Yeah, they just...
They have a long next week.
That's one of those statements where if you say it convincingly enough, I might believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just got it sorted out. We just got enough internet speed to be able to handle getting some down. We have this new thing called Napster. so that's just come out down here.
Oh, Napster.
I'm feeling good things for them.
You know, I think it's going to work out just fine.
That's a bright future.
That was a throwback.
It's an innovative idea. It's going to take off. It's going to be great.
It's the kind of balls the tech sector needs.
So, Ethan, do you have any interesting stories from your childhood? Weird or random things you did?
When you weren't married.
Yeah. So what, 5 months ago?
No.
Just 2 weeks ago.
Fucking hell. All right. You go from masturbatory to childhood to...
the hand in hand.
Again, common
to relationships.
Common themes.
This is like a psychiatrist session, except we try to make you more crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you catch me off guard.
It's therapeutic,
crazy stories
isn't it?
in my childhood. I once cracked my head open. That was pretty wild.
Tell us about
it. Yep. Yep, that was a good story. I thought, yeah, my sister hid my binoculars. I was like, where the fuck are my binoculars? Where are my binoculars? When I was 4 years old, where'd you put my fucking? Where's my binoculars?
This was last week, right?
Yeah, this was last week. She's like, yeah, where are the binoculars? And I went looking for them, and then she changed where they were and had me running around until I eventually slipped on the black concrete and split my head wide open with blood everywhere. Granny had to run out, take me to the fucking hospital. I had to get stitches, and that's my story about my childhood. Ooh, thanks, everyone.
She was a step ahead of you.
All right, yeah, thanks for joining us, Aussie man.
Ethan, have you considered that it was really the Great Wall of China that took your glasses?
His glasses?
Yeah, whatever.
Binoculars.
Yeah, the Great Wall of China fucked up. He was looking for his binoculars, and the wall was like, I got his glasses.
Oh, I'm sorry, I fucked up the detail plot hole in our movie. Whoops.
Hey, if we're writing this
minor
movie.
Minor prop in continuity. It's, yeah. Yeah, it might have been. It might have been the Great Wall. I'd never thought of that. But now that we've opened this tin of worms, I better bloody look into that. It was either the wall or the reef or, I mean, maybe a pyramid. Yeah.
Maybe one of the pyramids, not the others.
Do you even have a sister?
Yes, I do. The whole thing crumbles. That's not a lie.
Is your dad the Colossus of Rhodes?
No, that's not a lie. I have a sister. I have a sister and I have three brothers.
Ooh.
Those are false memories.
Yeah, it could be planted from the wonders. But Jackson, I was going to share this story a little while ago about crazy childhood stories. I was thinking about it the other day, and I finally thought of a decent one that I haven't told on here, if you guys don't mind waiting around for...
Why did you say Jackson?
Weren't you the one that just asked about the childhood stories?
Was that? No, I think Andrew did.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew.
No, it was you.
Well, it doesn't matter. I thought about it, and I finally thought of a story, so I'm going to share it. When I was a little kid, I used to not cook with fresh ingredients delivered from blueapron.com/official, but... As I got older, I started to realize how silly it was not to use the service. That's the story.
That's pretty stupid, Charlie.
Charlie, yeah. Speaking of fresh ingredients and food and fuck you, why don't you tell Ethan your joke?
Oh, God.
What's your joke, Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie? Us Australians love the joke. Please tell the joke.
Joke.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Ethan's heard the rumors about, you know, world's best joke.
Blue Apron.
This is a true story, Ethan. You're not going to believe it when you hear it, but trust me, this actually happened. Mm. And when it happened, I knew right away this was something special. This is the apotheosis of comedy. This is what comedy has built towards. So, a couple months ago, I was driving down I-4, which is a road in my area, and I was with my girlfriend, and I saw a sign for this restaurant called Boardwalk Burgers. It's just not a special restaurant, just your standard Boardwalk Burgers joint. You know, homeless people slap some patties on the grill. Just some good, wholesome fun. And I saw this sign, and I said, Boardwalk Burgers? More like Board Burgers, because the burgers aren't having any fun.
Oh!
It's a good one.
It's a zinger, yeah. Right? It's a knee slapper. Mm-hmm. You get it?
Yeah, you should definitely tell that everywhere you go, I reckon.
he sees the genius.
He does.
It.
He already does. No, that's good. Round of applause, everyone, for the joke. Charlie's joke. Good work.
Thank you.
Good
work. Charlie, it's a thinking man's joke. I knew he'd get it.
Charlie, I don't know if you noticed, but someone pointed out that every single time you tell that joke, you use the line homeless people slapping patties on the grill.
It's part of the joke.
They were theorizing that it's a way for you to like make the joke better than it is.
Well, maybe it was in the beginning, but now I just tell it because it's a fucking routine.
That's sad.
He's got OCD again. He's reverted.
I don't know what the fuck. I hate the joke now. I used to love it, and now I'm being fucking forced to tell it every week to the guests, and every guest doesn't laugh at it except for fucking Davey Force, who thought it was clever for some reason.
No, Ray loves it.
Ray. How many times have you told the joke?
Oh, it has to be fucking 12 by
seven
now.
Or eight. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Every guest gets it.
You got to try and make it sound fresh every time.
No, the bad thing about it is if we don't do it, the audience fucking crusades against us.
Charlie,
really? They they want the same joke over and over.
Yeah,
well, it's a great joke. Let's be honest, guys.
All right, look, if hooked. The audience wants it, hey, you got the joke again, guys. one day we'll see. We'll see if the joke changes. Because I can't. I imagine that would be hard for you, Charlie. You got a lot of pressure there, saying the same joke over and over to every guest.
But I mean, it's great. It's a fucking great joke. God damn it!
I'll stand by that. All right, stand by the joke. Nah, bloody stand by the joke. No, that's good. That's good.
I feel like a little
round
kid.
Of applause for the joke again, everyone.
You did good.
Thanks. Charlie, do you
Ethan
think
is
the joke...
just worried because Charlie's going to steal his wife with that joke.
Do you think the joke would be out. Improved Maybe. If it took place on the
yeah,
Great Wall of China?
Stay away. Stay away.
Do you love your wife?
Yes. I do. I do, young Jackson.
Are you threatening his wife?
What the fuck? Oh my god, Jackson, you genuine, you bona fide asshole.
Jesus.
If not, what are you going to do? You're going to send Charlie with his joke over, are you? Is that what you're going to
yeah.
do?
Are
you?
Oh my god, are you?
Yeah, it could have been an arranged marriage, who knows?
It's true. You
are
know,
you
those
looking,
are so popular
are you
in Australia.
Looking for an adopted son?
Nah, not at this point. Why? What's going on over there for you?
I'm okay, just...
Or? This man lives on a fucking farm. His mom has like 17 goats and like 3 lions or some shit. He's got so many animals in his house.
He has
Imagine
brain.
He doesn't
yeah,
even have
so
a
So he
bed.
Wants to give me to you.
Oh.
I'd make a great son.
Yeah, we'll put in an application and we'll consider it. Yeah, we're not looking at the moment, guys, but yeah.
Well,
Ethan, anytime, you're welcome to stay for up to... Yeah,
I forgot
days.
If we asked.
That's
Do you
fine.
Have kids?
No, we okay. don't. We don't at the moment.
I mean, that's all there was
so
to that.
So there is yeah. a spot free.
Yeah.
Fuck, you're breaking me down. You're breaking me down. Yeah, I mean, it's a small house, though. It's
I mean, really, just keep it in mind,
tight.
Dad.
It's a bit tight.
He's just yeah, trying to keep his binoculars safe.
What I you're am. Saying is you do have a couch, though, that you could sleep on.
What?
Yeah, there's a, there's two separate armchairs. You could maybe put the armchairs together if that works for you. Most people would find that uncomfortable, but yeah, I mean,
I was thinking I share the bed, but okay. It's kind of customary when you have a new child that sleeps with the parents, but if you don't want me laying between you and your wife, that's fine.
We don't actually sleep in a bed, mate, so I couldn't help you there either. We don't.
What do you do? Huddle in the trenches?
Do you hover?
Yeah, we just stand up. We're like, what is
on the lookout for emus?
Like, yeah, we just stand up against the wall and sleep that way. So yeah, we don't. Not much I can offer you, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, bummer. Ah, bummer.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Man. This is really convenient.
Jackson's having a fucking field day this episode.
I'm someone enjoying myself. I'm
someone
feeling
who
good.
Finally gets you.
Yeah, I know.
Someone to relate to.
We should have Australians on more often, please. I don't understand the big lights and all these massive YouTubers.
Because they're Australian, Jackson. That's hard enough as it is.
Yeah, I know.
I was actually had a real question. Ethan, Jackson has always grown up surrounded by barnyard animals and exotic animals. Is that something common in Australia? Did you grow up surrounded by these strange animals as well?
They're
dogs
not
and
really.
Cats.
It was pretty suburban. Yeah, the dogs and cats, so strange. We had a dog. Yeah, we had a dog. We had birds.
Lots what of kind birds. Of birds did you have?
Lots of parrots. Oh, we had the lot, mate. We had the lot. Yeah, budgerigars, lorikeets and things as well.
Yeah.
My parents used to get all the injured birds.
Yeah, like same.
Birds who had been hit by cars and stuff.
That's exactly what Jackson's mom does too.
And eat them?
Yeah, right. No, we
just snap their neck.
No,
you gotta put them out of there.
Just the kangaroos. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, lots of birds, but nothing much beyond that. Maybe a rabbit. I used to have a rabbit.
That's illegal.
Attack me.
That's illegal. Can't have rabbits.
What rabbits?
Wait, you can't own a rabbit in Australia? What?
Yeah, at least in Queensland. I don't know about
why.
No, you can have rabbits.
You can have a fucking assortment encyclopedia of animals from fucking iguanas to bats, but you can't have a rabbit.
You need licenses for those and.
They're
rabbits. Yeah, rabbits breed a lot.
That's true,
Did
though.
You say
don't
so?
Don't
get
China?
One.
Doesn't your country have like bogus rules at the border where you cannot bring in certain foods and stuff?
Oh yeah, I mean, tons of those rules. That's
you mean
serious shit.
Like what? What are some weird ones? Tell us some weird Australian laws.
You can't take umbrellas.
Andrew,
on
did you not watch the Simpsons episode where I think Bart brought in a frog into Australia and then it just kept multiplying?
Oh, that's a different. That's different. That's cane toads. Those are fucked.
Yeah, cane toads are fucked.
Wait, what are they?
They will destroy your livelihood.
What are they? Kim toads?
Cane toads, like
cane toads?
Sugar cane. Yeah.
Why are they fucked?
They just destroy your crops, basically. They're like, if God sent a pesticide onto Australia, it would be in the form of cane toads.
So Jackson, tell us some weird laws. You're gonna tell us
nasty little bastards. And they puff up, and if you touch them, it's like a white poison that comes out of them or something as well.
This is like Australia's boogeyman. You both know about them.
Wait, are cane toads the ones that you lick and get super high?
I mean, I guess. I
can't say I've tried that. Yeah, you could get. I've heard. Either way. You could get high, or you could die. So a bit of a risk factor. they're fucked. I remember them from when I lived in Queensland.
Yeah, if dogs eat them, they get super sick. I know that much.
Aww.
They're like one of those animals. I mean, you could feel a bit of sympathy for them. They're one of those animals where it's like anything goes, you know? You see a cane toad, you can like hit it with a cricket bat, you can pop it, you can do whatever you want because they're just rampant and they destroy so much. So they live a pretty, they must live a life on edge with everyone kicking them and, yeah.
people go on cane toad hunts over here just to get out there and assert their dominance over these poor little cane
toads.
That just
sounds like another war you're bound to lose.
Probably, yeah.
We're overcompensating. We're overcompensating for our last defeat.
any animal at all now could fall victim to full-scale war.
Whenever there's an animal
emus
problem.
Were too big.
Whenever there's an animal problem in Australia, they start negotiating surrender terms.
We'll carve out a nice slice of land for you. Just leave us alone.
Sir, we have a frog problem. How many frogs? This is important.
How many soldiers do we have on standby?
Well, we need a new topic in which
to
talk.
Charlie,
about.
How many animals have you had?
Ooh.
Well, I've only grown up around dogs. And birds. But
what kind of bird did you have?
Birds is kind of a sensitive subject, Jackson, to be honest with you. When I was a kid, we had just two parakeets, but one day they broke out and my dogs eviscerated them. Literally just brutalized them. There was blood splattered on the walls and it actually made me fucking sick for a while. Because coming home to that as a little kid was traumatizing.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
I'd imagine.
That is traumatizing. Yeah. I've lost a lot of pets in my time.
Yeah, same.
Bad zookeeping, poor zookeeping. Hermit crabs, you leave hermit crabs out in the sun and it's like, they're fucking dead within 30 minutes. That's disturbing.
Jesus.
I have a hermit crab. I have a hermit crab story if you guys want, quickly.
Of course,
yeah,
dude.
Let's hear your
hermit
crab story.
My younger brother, he really loved hermit crabs. He loved them a lot. He back when we were about six or, I don't know, about that age, because he's about 2 years younger than me, so he would have been around six. Yeah, shut up. So he owned a hermit crab, and one day I walked into, I think it was in my parents' room. He was sitting on the bed naked with a hermit crab in between his legs, and his face was just streaming tears. I asked him what was wrong, and he just looked down. So I went over to him to kind of like gauge what was going on here, and attached to his penis was the hermit crab, just like latched on with its claws onto the end of his knob, onto his baby knob.
What the fuck was he trying to do?
He thought it'd feel good, man. The amount of times I've seen some crabs, I'm like, you know what, that'd feel good on my nutsack. It's staggering.
I don't think young men,
they try to suck their own dicks, others just try to get involved with hermit crabs. Backfires.
Natural.
Either way.
Is that like the Australian version of just putting some peanut butter on your dick and having your dog lick it?
Well, no, I don't think it wasn't a sexual attraction because he didn't have any sexual. He was six. I don't know.
Oh, it was just a coincidence. He was on the bed naked with his dick in a hermit crab.
Did you tell him to do this and you forgot?
His dick wasn't in the hermit crab. The hermit crab had latched onto his dick. Well, he probably closed his eyes for a little while. Who knows?
Jackson, you would be the worst member of the Scooby-Doo crew. This oozes sexual gratification here.
He's six. What kind of six year old has sexual gratification?
Oh, Jackson. Oh, no. Yeah, that's when those things happen. You need to wake up.
Come on, Jeez. Jackson.
He thought it was not at a sexual stage. It was not at a sexual stage. It was probably even younger than that.
That was probably the
police performed a genuine investigation. No victims were found.
You called the cops.
You got the Queensland
cops.
You got the Queensland cops involved. Jesus, that's big.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, I remember that story now. No, we got that news story over here. That was huge.
It was in a current affair.
That was on everything. That was current affair. That was like
Tracy Grimshaw
news.
Covered it herself.
Yeah, yeah. Kid gets hermit crab stuck on dick. That was the that was the story. And it was, and people had the same debate. Was he trying to have sex
so
with it?
Did
he was fucking six. He wasn't fucking 13. Huge controversy.
That has to be the worst experience for any animal that has like a shell where suddenly there's just a giant dick entering it.
No, it didn't enter the shell. It lashed on with its claw.
Well, yeah, probably after getting brutalized by his penis before.
Yeah,
I've had
it
enough
was
of
its
this.
Dying act to get out of this fucking abuse.
That's probably the gentlest animal you had in the house, so he just went with that. It was between.
I should have never told this story. My brother's probably being carted off to jail as we speak.
what? Molesting an animal?
Yeah, for like, is the hermit crab pressing charges 12 years later?
Like some Bill Cosby shit?
What? Bestiality is legal.
Well, yeah, I would hope so, Jackson. I'd like to imagine it would be illegal over there.
No, but I'm saying it would be a jailable offense.
Oh yeah, the crimes against crustaceans.
I remember that act.
Yeah, that was on 60 CSI. Minutes.
Oh, it's a story and a half, Jackson. Nice.
That is a huge story.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
I feel bad now. I should never tell any more stories. Most of them.
No, you should. I like that.
Yeah. Most of them.
Yeah, I don't know why you fall along that line till now.
It's a good story. There's lots to unpack.
Jackson, can I just say that your law codes in Australia are fucking adorable? So the section that defines bestiality as illegal, it has two sections. The first is a person must not commit an act of bestiality. Okay. And then the second one says an act of bestiality is any of the following. A, buggery committed by a man and an animal of either sex.
That about
yeah, we haven't really updated that.
Andrew, they have
it's
to
in the works.
Like
buggery.
PG so all the 6-year-old can read it and understand it.
I said it's buggery.
Yeah, well, my brother's fucking the hermit crab. He's like, what's buggery? That sounds stupid.
He's like, I wasn't fucking it, I was buggering it.
Yeah. It would be good to see if the word is still used in court or something. You're charged with buggering the animal.
It sounds like
he buggered it, Your Honor. He fucking buggered it up.
It sounds like a sci-fi show where they replace curse words. Oh, bugger off.
That would be interesting.
I wonder what
would have
happened.
We never had any of that in Australia, if we had censorship stuff here.
We had a show.
Buggered instead of
Charlie, do you know what show it was? Where it was a sci-fi show and they replaced like fuck with frick and shit with like Shaz or something?
Anything on
there's
sci-fi.
A lot of shows like that.
No,
yeah.
But not in censorship. It was like in world where they would say that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Shows like that.
No, that just sounds commonplace.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like isn't Australia the place where GTA is banned or something?
No.
Nah, they tried.
Yeah, well, no, San Andreas.
No, it was Saints
banned.
Row. Saints Row 3, I think, was banned for having a giant dildo in it.
San Andreas is banned because it's an AO game.
Oh, was
you can't
it?
Buy a,
no,
you
I played...
can't buy AO games in Australia. San Andreas is
what's AO.
AO. Adults only.
Well, I played San Andreas when I was younger.
Because the initial release was mature and then they revitalized it to be adults only.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So,
oh, is it because of the hot coffee thing?
Actually, yes, yeah. That is exactly why. It was originally mature, and then as soon as that came out, they revised the rating to be adults only. You also can't stream it on Twitch anymore. Huh. Yeah. Even if you don't do that content and play the version which they sold, which doesn't even have it accessible, you cannot stream it or buy it in Australia.
I actually wanted to ask some question regarding like what you do on YouTube, Ethan. So, is there any videos that you've watched that you've wanted to make content for, but just felt that it wouldn't go over well? Or do you always just make content just for the sake of you? Do you enjoy making it? If that question makes any sense. Like, how much of the content you make is content you want to make versus what you think people would expect you to do? You know what I'm kind of asking here? I'm kind of fumbling.
I know what you're asking. Okay. No. That's good. It's more so what I want to do versus what the audience sends me. A more accurate comparison, I suppose. And what the audience sends me... I mean, stuff is sent. The Facebook page is a bit of a monster. It's gotten pretty big. So there's messages coming in every 5 minutes, really, with links and what people are recommending. And it's great. I love it. It because they're researchers, essentially, and they're passionate about wanting to hear comedy around a particular video. But every kind of every week, I suppose, there's just some stuff in there that's just too far. It's like too graphic. It's someone dies. It's like,
yeah,
I can't figure out. I'm like, what part of this are you thinking I can make funny? Or they just want Aussie man to forget the funny and have a voice or an opinion or, you know, be a bit too much of a, you know, make too much of a polemic out of something. Whereas I try really hard just to look at the funny, look at the comedy. It's like, all right, is there enough moments where there's twists and turns and it's not too graphic or too intense in any way? A lot of people send fight videos because I've done some of the MMA stuff and I've done some kind of, you know, grassroots street fight stuff that people have filmed.
Grassroots,
that's not the right word, but... that stuff, I don't want to do too much of it because, you know, there's community standards on both YouTube and Facebook, so you end up getting in trouble for that. Plus, you just got to look if someone was seriously injured, and then you got to go, all right, nah, maybe I won't touch that. Because I've had times where I've done something where it's someone's been pretty injured and they've messaged saying, hey, I was in hospital for 3 days. It was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, you've actually had people in the video message you about some of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Now I've got anxiety, so can you delete it? and I've done that maybe once or twice, you know. You never know if someone's bullshitting. I've had someone say, oh, my friend committed suicide after seeing he was in your video. So I had to go find that guy.
That sounds like a lie.
He says that's bullshit. So it's tricky. I mean, you got to really assess things on a kind of... you know, responsible social level and also still look at what's funny. So most of the time I play it case by case and I do a bit of what I want. Maybe no one's recommended it, but I go, yep, I really like this. There's definitely something in here that's funny. There's enough twists and turns. There's enough action. And there's maybe even a punchline at the end. So yeah, I can do a combo of both. What I want to do and then what the audience sends in, I also got to listen to because you got to feed them. So it's like if Planet Earth 2, that iguana snakes video was sent to me per minute for about 10 hours. And I'm like, well, there's no way I can't do this. And I don't have time to think about if BBC will give a shit. People are sending it to me per minute. That was insane.
Did BBC give a shit though? Because I've had quite a rough history with them whenever I've touched any of their masterpieces here with fucking monkeys diving into a pool. Did you get in trouble with the iguana thing?
I'm on the line, I guess. I think Aussie man stuff can kind of divide companies. There's usually some person in there who's passionate about it. And then there's someone who's
Don't touch diving monkeys. Word to the wise here. Don't go near those. BBC fucking fights tooth and nail for those videos. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's their gold ingots.
They've got claims. The BBC stuff is claimed.
Oh, no.
And
they took it down and tried to strike me for it.
They took it down.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's fucked. Any company that gets involved in the takedowns, they make me very mad. Especially when there's every opportunity to contact each other or to contact me. It's very obvious. Sometimes contacting these companies, it's obscured and very difficult, so you simply can't do it.
To be fair, oftentimes it's just automized. They don't really take... If you were a big company, you wouldn't take the time to contact each YouTuber.
I feel like
especially
this was...
Especially if it's for a clip that like is used by thousands of people.
Takedowns are not automized. Claims, worldwide blocks, all of that stuff is automized. But a takedown is someone spending the time on getting a takedown.
When I say automized, still like you could hire like 5 interns to just mass send out takedown requests or whatever rather than have a conversation with the individual YouTuber, especially if it's a viral clip. That would be really too difficult for any company.
That's what they do. That's exactly what they do. That's what they have in place. So then, it's generally up to you to go contact them and try and find a middle ground. And then some of them are open to it and some of them aren't. It's funny. Copyright's in a funny place. It seems like it's a matter of policy and perception for a lot of companies.
And just too much space for human error.
Yeah.
Way too much. But in the last 5 minutes of all of that talk, the most surprising thing to me is that there's still people using Facebook, apparently.
Yeah, it's huge.
Ozzyman's got a massive Facebook audience.
I get a shitload more engagement on Facebook these days.
Yeah, even my.
And it's funny.
Yeah, that's interesting.
People do have their loyalty to a platform, and Facebook gets shat on, but they're smart. You know, I guess Zuckerberg's more hands on with it, and essentially they're pretty smart with how they implement new things, new ideas, which, yeah, they've usually found from other places. Because, they're determined not to be a fad, I guess. They want longevity. So in that regard, I mean, as a platform, it might not be everyone's thing, but I just think they're a bit smarter than a lot of the other social networks.
Oh, definitely.
Do you get a lot of... They're
a lot better than YouTube is, that's for sure.
Do you get a lot of issues with, claiming your content on Facebook? Because I know a lot of... artists and content creators where when it kind of goes to that virality of Facebook, a lot of people steal it or take off their watermark or any of that shit and re-upload it. Do you have any issues with that or do you still see all the exposure or what?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a big tin of worms. And honestly, I just try to have a bit more of a balanced outlook. I know freebooting is a massive issue and it really pisses some people off. Generally, when I've had my commentaries freebooted, there's only so much I can go on to be harsh about it because I'm breaking a lot of rules and blurring the lines between infringement and fair dealing. So I'll generally just say, can you give me a credit? And if they're okay with it, then it's all good. You still get a lot of exposure. You know, you never want to become too strict with your own copyright that you fuck up your growth. It's like people will get a knee-jerk reaction and they'll get emotional over it and they'll be like, well, those views are stolen, as if they automatically would have had all those views if the duplicate wasn't posted. I mean, that's not realistically how it would work. So people can have that knee-jerk reaction that that's all supposed to be mine, and it's just not the case.
You don't want to be BBC.
It's way more gray.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. And don't send ISIS videos to you. None of that shit. But it's really nice to hear you understand that. Because I'll watch some YouTubers be like, oh, my shit gets freebooted. Look at all the views it gets on Facebook. But they don't realize it only got that because it was on Facebook. It's not like they would have those if that person didn't post it. So it's good that you see it as a tool to grow.
Right. And the irony is that a lot of us who've grown up seeing piracy become a very common thing is that we may grill a studio for having their stuff pirated because they haven't branched out to other platforms like streaming and Netflix or whatever. So a YouTuber has simply not offered that content to be available on Facebook. So it's like, all right, well, you haven't offered it from a source of your own on there. So it's natural that it's going to pop up there. Yeah. I mean, I don't upload everything I do on Facebook to YouTube. So people put duplicate uploads on there. And I'm okay with a few of them going around. But once a channel is just posting all of the ones that I've chosen not to distribute there, then I got to think that's about kind of my copyright, because I might pay for licenses from viral video companies and they're only to use on Facebook. So it's when I've paid for licensing rather than working under fair dealing, then I got to weigh up if something actually hurts me as well. So there's so many threads to it. It's crazy. But it's ultimately up to how anyone wants to have their own perception or policy of it. And then fight about it or not, or find a middle ground.
That settles it, Jackson. We're putting the podcast on Facebook now.
I think that's a good idea. I think we should make a Facebook
page. Yeah, that's my takeaway from this. I mean,
wait, we've never made a Facebook page for this?
No, we do have. I grabbed everything.
Oh, thank God. I was worried.
I didn't realize it was still this big. So Ethan, like you, your Facebook side, is it then just as big as your YouTube page?
Yeah, it's bigger.
It's bigger.
I saw you had like 1.2 million on YouTube. How much is your Facebook? That's insane.
His Facebook is massive. Like, even my girlfriend is very familiar with his content because it goes around on Facebook like wildfire.
Wow.
Yeah. Are we meeting a celebrity?
Yeah, I don't know how many social media entertainers are ever comfortable with that status. Some of them probably are, but I don't know. Facebook is big. It's 5.1 million people on there. So
jeez. Okay.
It's a different platform. You gotta treat the platforms different, YouTube and Facebook.
So Ethan, did you start on Facebook or on YouTube?
On YouTube. And then I saw that Facebook was becoming bigger in terms of video engagement. About late 2014, Facebook stats were bigger in terms of video engagement.
Yeah,
I mean, they rig it. They're like 3 seconds is a view. So they kind of rig the statistics a little bit, but ultimately the power of the share and the comment tag
is huge. Can you give us some pointers?
For Facebook?
I think we're going to start doing that.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a different beast. Like, it's good because you guys have got this. You can launch it on YouTube and you've got the audience here, and it's the only question is if the audience goes with a different concept or idea.
I'm guessing it's because everyone is on YouTube, but on Facebook, it's everyone plus their grandmas, basically. It's like cross-generational, much more of an audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is sweet. Wow, this was eye-opening.
Facebook is a platform of engagement, really, whereas YouTube is just passive viewing.
But I was going to say...
Well, it's broadcasting. You see, YouTube's gone more with broadcasting, and that's interesting because traditional TV was one-to-many communication where it's about broadcasting from one person to many people, whereas the internet in its core is a many-to-many people communication. It's decentralized. So I think Facebook still kind of understands that it's a bit more, you know, I mean, there's advertising and there's all things that go on there that people get cranky about, but it's kept a bit more of a decentralized core to it where it's a many-to-many communication, whereas YouTube is kind of doing what traditional media has always done, which is one-to-many. And that's interesting as an internet company I'm fascinated if their goal is to compete with Netflix and stuff like that, which is difficult because you're relying on your content creators to have the budgets to make 20-minute, 30-minute videos
There is no way that's happening. With all the ventures YouTube went into and just failed horribly, like YouTube Red, YouTube Gaming, YouTube Music, does anyone even still use those things?
Are you telling me you don't have faith in the Minecraft Let's Plays on YouTube right now, Kaya?
As you know, I'm subscribed to everyone on YouTube Gaming, but I don't know.
I mean,
I don't
Let's
see
Plays
that
in
overthrowing
general have,
Netflix.
I mean, Let's Plays in general have gone the way of streaming at this point. If we're just talking about different platforms to go on, you know, that's kind of where that's naturally gone to, at least I think.
For gaming, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. I do find YouTube's decisions interesting. Like last year, it was like they were bringing in big ambassadors to make it more celebrity, or, you know, they had The Rock start his channel and all of that stuff. And I'm like, are you kind of wanting to compete with traditional media companies? Because that seems really interesting as a kind of new age web media company to then say this is the space we want to get in. It seems like it goes against kind of just the core of the internet in a way.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you got to kind of mature and you got to formalize, and YouTube had to do that. They had to have copyright systems and all kinds of things in place. You got to kind of legitimize, I guess, but you can't kill off that communication aspect and that decentralization of just what the internet is at the core of its hardware as well as its software, you know? So it's interesting.
What that all means is you can now follow us on facebook.com/... What is it, Jackson?
That's okay. It might not work for you.
Yeah, what we do does not fit what goes on Facebook. Ozzy,
we can make small clips.
Well,
you can do small stuff. Like Facebook works well for me because I started doing what I call quickies, which is just a real kind of quick commentary. Maybe there's a few jokes in there and people just want that quick commentary hit. Like the demand is there when the audience...
we'll get our foot in the door.
I mean, Facebook, though, you got to boil it down to the most like virality that you can make your content. You need it like immediately attention grabbing, loud. As like you need it to be in the first 10 seconds people are on board, otherwise it's not going to happen.
So the grandmas can hear it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so they know that you can go to blueapron.com/official and get food.
Honestly, there's another strategy in just having your stuff backed up there, because it always baffles me how YouTubers are so dependent on this one platform. And I'm like, fuck, well, no wonder I can see your stress like pouring out of you as you talk about the latest change in the platform and how it affects you. It's,
do you do that?
So there's
Ethan?
A strategy. There's a strategy in just having another platform available, so you got your fucking stuff backed up there. Like, especially for me, with because I blur the lines with infringement and fair dealing, and I'm a cheeky bastard. It's just like I got to have multiple platforms. I started the Live Leak channel as well, VidMe. So I got to have multiple sources up. So, yeah.
This was eye opening. Like, wind it down because I'm actually squirming around now. I have to piss real hard.
Yeah. All right. So you can go to facebook.com/theofficialpodcast. There we go. That's what it's called.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. That was so sweet, Jackson.
Why? Have you got that URL yet?
Yeah.
he's buying he's investing in Facebook as we speak right now, reserving it.
Yeah. Thank you to our beautiful guest, Aussie Man Reviews. I didn't know if I should call him Ethan or Aussie Man Reviews, but I'm going with Aussie Man Reviews.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, do you want to shout your stuff out, even though it sounds like you don't need it?
Ah, yeah.
I mean,
we did
for the past 30 minutes. It's been about his Facebook page.
Yeah,
check him out.
Where can they find you on Facebook?
You asked something that was a big tin of worms, so we got to unpack it. Yeah, just Aussie Man Reviews, O-Z-Z-Y, O-Z-Z-Y, Aussie Man Reviews. You can find me on fucking YouTube, on the fucking Facebook, on the fucking Live Leak, on the fucking VidMe, on the fucking Instagram.
Live Leak? There's another layer.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everywhere. That's for his gore. That's for the gore commentaries with the ISIS videos that he doesn't
want. What do you have there, like 10 million?
No, we've only just started it. I wanted to see what that was like as a... as a platform too. I like just learning about this stuff. I guess I'm
that is smart.
Bit of an internet geek with it. So thanks very much for having me.
No, definitely. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Ethan.
Yeah,
you were awesome.
No worries.
We love you.
You would be sweet.
Cheers. All right. Well, tell your brother to take it easy after that hermit crab incident.
Remind him of it.
Years ago.
He's still resting. He's walking it off.
He's been recovering for 10 years now.
It's got a slight lean.
It was a trauma. Yeah, it was a trauma. All right, no, I'm fucking off. So, thanks again.
Well, you don't have to leave the call. You can just end the recording. you don't have to.
Nah, I'm fucking off. This is it. I'm gonna do other things. I'm just walking away.
He's had enough of
Jesus Christ.
He has a wife.
We're the worst.
He has a life.
He's going to go to his wife
everyone.
Right now.
Thanks, everyone, for watching this episode of The Official Podcast. We've been the official boys, Jackson, Charlie, Andrew, Kaya. You can find us at the links in the description. We've got like YouTube, where you're at currently. We've got, I don't know, other
Facebook.
Places. Facebook,
they
we've got Facebook.
They might not be at YouTube right now, Jackson. You don't know that.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
they
right.
might
we've
be listening
SoundCloud.
On iTunes. If you are, we've please got leave a review on iTunes, by the way. We appreciate it always.
Yeah, iTunes reviews actually help a lot. Please do that.
Yeah, blueapron.com/official.
blueitunes.com/review.
Cut Andrew's whole audio.
Yes.
Did Ethan leave?
Hopefully.
Links in the description.
That sucks. First guy I liked and he left.
Okay. Nah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you got me.
I gotcha. Thank you.
What are you, a 5-year-old that's playing peekaboo?
Gotcha. Thanks for watching. See you next week.
I'm gonna piss myself like a 5-year-old. Yeah, see you guys next week.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye. Charlie, close it out.
Hopefully Kai doesn't get a kidney infection. Holy shit.
We'll be okay.
Bye, everyone. Thank you. What's up, everybody? So, for the Patreon supporters of $50 or more, they send us a line that we read live on air. So this is that segment. And thank you for your support. The first message comes from Eva. The message, I want you to come visit me in Belgium City, Germany. So you heard her. If you're ever in Belgium City, Germany, go visit Eva. Your turn, Andrew.
I think it's a guy.
All right. My first one is from Primrose, or as they signed it, Primrosio the Fantastical. The message is, as soon as the dead rise and the gears rust, a drunk shall bring forth an age of magic and an era of love. I have now said
poetic.
That phrase.
No, it was
like
beautiful.
That.
Robert
Thanks,
Frost.
Primrose.
Prophecy.
We appreciate Edgar Allan Poe's Patreon support.
On to Jackson.
Jackson received no messages this week. Go ahead and take
I did. Jackson, you got two.
I was shutting a dog up. I've got two. I've only got one.
Jackson has like two.
Oh, I've got one.
I think you have. Oh, no, you've got one. My bad.
So, Andrew says, insert generic message here.
Worth my money.
This whole podcast has been generic, Andrew. I don't know what you're talking about. Moving on. Kaya, you'll go.
Beautiful. Let me find mine. Okay. All right. Seaman Cannon says, my name and old rank is my Borg Burgers. Thank you, Tyler Cannon. Seaman Cannon. Operative Cannon.
Tyler Seaman Cannon.
All right. Yes. Next message. From Matthew Precious Laprise. Even if my life right now feel like a constant repeat of a Monday, I know there's always Wednesday to look forward to. Thanks for giving me feelings. It's really sweet. That's a sweet one. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
This is from Chandler Rubin, and it's, you guys have earned every cent of my $100, even if I am technically broke. All of you are inspirations, and hopefully you can renew Charlie's contract before the deadline.
Well, we've got some sad news.
Well, I mean, that is a very sweet message, but I just want to note that when he specified host, he put he wanted Mr. Pretentious, a.k.a. Andrew. So there you go. Thank you, Chandler.
Thank you for your wise words.
Yeah, he's got it on the fucking dollar.
Insult any of us.
Oh my god,
go to
patreon.com/the
official podcast to insult us for money.
This one comes from Solly S. Wieners. Each man longs to pursue his wiener. Each man is tortured by this wiener, but the wiener gives meaning to his life. Even if the wiener ruins his life, man cannot allow himself to leave it behind. I like that riddle. That's a very fucking solid
answer.
I feel like he actually wrote that poem in middle school.
I feel like it was me that wrote that one. I just paid $100 to read that.
It's beautiful.
I like it.
And you said you want me reading too?
Do another one. Unless, oh wait, Kaya, don't you have another?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Charlie, just do another.
This one comes from No Mercier on the gram. Life sucks if your girlfriend doesn't, unless you're Andrew.
Hey.
That was good.
I appreciate the person put the pronunciation of the Mercier.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Thank you.
And I still almost fucked it up.
Andrew.
This is from Medium Rare Robot. A visit from a psychopathic cross-dressing vigilante from ancient 1990X future Neo Tokyo is close at hand. Bring cleaning supplies and a handle of vodka.
Some Dungeons and Dragons shit for you there.
God damn, that's like a fucking NES opening. I love it. Thank you.
It's like a Tokyo Gore Japanese horror movie entry.
Nice. Pretty much.
Who's got a Joseph? I think you guys have to decide.
I only have one more here, so Andrew can take it.
Oh, shit, I didn't even see that one. Oops. Okay, sure. This is from Joseph Rhodes. If any of the guys from the official podcast are ever in Arizona, they need to let me buy them a drink.
Sure.
Thanks, Joe. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And on his preferred host, he put either Charlie or Andrew, and then in parentheses, I started out loving Charlie the most, but Andrew has won my heart.
Gotta keep that in there, don't you, Mr. Pretentious?
That was Andrew's donation.
Well, what I wanted to follow it up with is I appreciate Joey paying money to get a shout out, and he uses it to let us know that he'll buy us a drink. That is a class act.
Yeah, that's right. Sweet.
And is this the?
I think that's
the last
one we have. Yeah.
Okay. This one comes from Hope. Hope says, "You've been busy, huh? I got a question for you." Do you think even the worst person can change, that everyone can be a good person if they just try? Heh. Here's a better question. Do you want to have a bad time?
Oh.
I think this is a question for all of us.
Yeah,
I don't...
I think Hope just copied and pasted anime subtitles. But... Thank you, Hope.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank
Hope.
You.
I hope that was your question.
It's a question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hope. I hope that question was worthwhile to you.
Well, I'll answer it then if you guys want.
I do not believe people can change.
Well, I have been a little busy recently, so yeah. I don't know if people really truly change. They probably just put on a different face for the most part.
I think that people can change, but the thing is that everyone has different definitions for what makes people a good person. So even if they think they're good, they might not be to someone else.
Yeah, and it's, so, to the last part of that question, no, I don't really want to have a bad time. I usually try and have good times.
Yeah, me too. I know. That doesn't sound like an enticing offer.
Yeah, I think that's all the messages this week.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
We didn't skip anyone, did we?
If anyone else out there has any messages they'd like to get out to the world or to us, feel free to leave them on Patreon. The link to the Patreon is in the description. Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patronage.